You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville, also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to share your medical ID info during an emergency call. What is this all about? Now, you probably have heard my earlier podcast on medical ID, how to set up and why it's important. So get that a podcast to listen if you have not done so. That is an option or a feature that allows you to share your information with emergency personnel if you are in unconscious or unable to speak to emergency personnel. It contains information about your health and things that you would want them to know about your medical conditions and medication you're taking and etc. Well, this is a little feature that goes along with the medical ID. Basically, what it does, if you perform an emergency call, so here in the United States, we would do a 911, and this will call our emergency dispatcher here in the city that you live in. Now, if this city is equipped with the newest fancy hardware that allows you to share your medical ID to them, they will see this medical information that you filled out and it'll come across their screen during the call. So when you make that call to them, they will see all the health information about you, what you're allergic to, and your prescription, and all that fun stuff. It will come out and be rolling out probably in the next coming years, depending on your city that you live in. But regardless, this would be something to turn on so that way you can share with these people if you are unable to speak or that you're unconscious and not able to share the information during the call. Now, you'll have to have 13.5 iOS and higher to be able to use this feature. It is in within the health app itself, so we'll go to the health app.
Health.
From here,
double tap to open. Tap. Health. Summary. Heading.
Now, as you were to go to the medical ID to edit it, you will have to go to the top right.
Profile button.
Double tap profile.
Done. Button.
Now we're going to go to the right until we get to medical ID.
Medical ID button. Two
Once
of two.
You find the medical ID button. Double tap that.
Information.
Now at the top right, you'll have the edit button.
Edit button.
That is if you don't, if you already have a medical ID, you'll get the edit button. Otherwise, you'll have to, it'll be like an ad there so you can go ahead and set up your medical ID. So assuming that you do have medical ID set up from the previous podcast, we'll go to the edit, double tap.
Cancel button.
And then we're going to go down until we find the emergency access area.
Emergency access, heading.
Once you get to the emergency access here, this towards the bottom. Now in here, you're going to have the option to share medical ID during an emergency phone call. So let's find that option.
Share during emergency call. Switch button off.
There it is.
Double tap to toggle setting.
So we're going to go ahead and turn this option to on.
On.
And now you're able to share this information with your dispatcher. So we're going to save this. Go to the top right.
Done button.
Hit done.
Back button.
Go ahead and double tap on back.
Back button. Profile. Back button.
And go back to the main screen.
Profile. Done. Button.
And hit the done.
Summary. Heading.
Voila. So we have it all set up now. So the next time you perform a 911 call to your emergency that dispatcher will now get your medical information if they are equipped with that technology. Simple as that. Now, the catch 22 with this. Now, obviously, I had wondered myself, and I guess it's going to be one of those things you have to think about if you do a 911 call and you are performing a call other than yourself. Yes, it will still send that medical information to the dispatcher, so it may be kind of convoluted there or kind of confusing, but I was thinking, well, in the end, if there's something ever wrong with myself where I can't speak or anything like that, I definitely want them to know my medical information. So I don't have a problem with that. And so I want you to be aware of that before you make the decision if you want to turn that option on or off. It could save your life, and they will get that information quick and fast before any emergency personnel comes and gets you here, and they'll have all the information they need before prior their visit with that. That is how to share medical ID information during an emergency call in iOS. My name is Thomas Donville. I'll go by the Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleViz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleViz.com.